What's up, and welcome to the Espresso with Aaron and Sarit podcast. This is the show where you go for the tips, tools, and the life hackeries to lose weight, gain confidence, and create a life that you are excited to wake up for.
Get ready for some tough love conversations that will change your perspective from destructive to productive.
We are your hosts, Aaron
and Sarit,
and we're on a mission to transform the lives of millions through the same movement, nutrition, and lifestyle habits that have transformed ours.
Hello, and today is Thursday. It is the fourth day of the week, which means that it is time to take it to a whole other level. And when I mean a whole other level today, we're going to talk about being irresistible by activating the fountain of youth. So before we get to today's mechanics, I think it's important to talk about, like, what is the importance of caring about looking and feeling young, especially as we go to the later years?
I would love to actually know from you in the comments, what is important to you about looking and or feeling young? And every time I think Thursday, I think we made it over the hump. Made it over. It's over the hump day.
And is that what you really think?
It is.
Really?
It's over the hump day. Well, just because hump day is hump day. This is like hump day. Now we're over the hump day.
I mean,
how do you interpret that? Because it seems negative to you.
I think it's just a bit mediocre.
Explain yourself.
I mean, every day is a hump.
Oh, she's trying to get philosophical on y'all. Just over the hump day. There's a hump, and then you're over it.
So, like, yeah. So
from,
like,
a week perspective.
Well, no, not even for us. If you think about it, like, Saturday, we're full on.
Okay, and also, who decides what days are what anyways? Literally, a day is always a day.
That's true.
Why are you trying to juke my joke?
I'm not trying to juke your joke.
Why are you trying to juke my joke? It's over the hump day.
Yeah, so why is being youthful important to you? What? I feel like we're having a little bit
of to the show.
I feel like we're having a, like, we're rolling on two different lanes right now.
I'm in the fast lane.
Okay. Get on it.
You guys, I'm just here to play. I'm here to play and add value to you.
So is that why being young is important to you?
No, you want to ask me why being young is important to me?
Well, I'm asking you guys, and then I was going to ask you and share why is it important to me. Because here's the reality, guys. Like, if you don't have a vision for why something is important, like, you're just not going to do anything about it.
I mean, the truth is that everybody knows if they care about something, there is a reason they care about something. Nobody does anything for no reason at all. Even when you, like, give a bunch of money away and you're like, I want to remain anonymous, you still get something out of it. Whether it's just purely the satisfaction of knowing that, like, you helped and nobody knows except for, like, you and God, or if you want to lose weight, you know why. Maybe you're not consciously aware of why, but there's a reason, because nobody does anything for no reason. Mm-hmm. I'll tell you, for me, youth is a state of mind, and I truly believe that my state of mind will create how youthful I feel. Even if I'm aging, even if I'm, like, my physical body is going through the aging process, because I am mortal, at least as our science provides at this moment. And so to be youthful is like, how young am I in my spirit, in my mind, in my soul, you know, physically, I believe that translates then into physical youth. Mm-hmm. If you run into, like, an 85-year-old woman who's, like, trying to skip down the street, She's young in her mind. Otherwise, she wouldn't be trying that shit. Some people are living like they're 80 while they're 35 in their minds. And then they wonder why everything feels like it's broken or hurting or they're tired all the time. Oh, you know, once you pass the age of 30, like they've got these old feelings in their mind. Mm-hmm. And so for one, I believe that my state of mind contributes to how young I feel, like how young I'm going to allow myself to just be in my state of being. But then also, when you're that way, you tend to move your body more. Think about young kids. They are more likely, I mean, okay, minus the technology that we've like infiltrated ourselves with, all these video games and things like that. When we were kids, what did we do? We just moved all the time. We were outside, we were playing around, we were rake leaves and then jump in the pile of leaves. We would take our, hey, hop on my pegs, and we'd ride our little BMX mongoose bike down the street. I don't know if that was you, but that was me. I wanted a mongoose. I thought they were really cool. And when we get older, we like stop moving. We wonder why we feel older. Like youth is like the spirit of, I think, movement, a curiosity. It's not just about what are genetically, how am I deteriorating or not? It's like, how do I be with my life? Am I playful? Am I energetic? Am I excited about things? Am I curious? Am I asking questions? Am I touching shit in the store? Like, what is this? What does that do? Like, that's youth to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's fun.
Really, really good. Really good. And, you know, what came up for me too is youth. Number one, youth is a way of being. I see that Brandy Koch just joined. Brandy, it's been way too long.
You guys.
And I saw your name, so it's
this is a perfect example. Look at my shoes.
This is a perfect example.
I actually, okay, let me tell you the story about these because this is perfect. When Sri and I went to CrossFit, L-Dub, Lauren Waymeyer, L-Dub, y'all, most of you know her. And she, one time, this little girl walked into the gym and she was wearing a pair of tie-dye Crocs. And I was like, those are so cool. I would totally wear those. And then L-Dub got me these for Christmas. And who was wearing them? A little girl. And now me, also another little girl.
You know, okay. So you know what way of being kids exude that I believe just portrays youth?
Curiosity.
Not just curiosity, not taking themselves too seriously.
Oh, that's
like so having like a bond, like, you know, like actually I'm going to do this.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm going to do this for you guys.
You do that and I can do
pizza. And I would love for you to do something too, like that exudes like, you know what? I don't give a shit. I'm really not taking myself too seriously. Now, of course, if you're about to walk into a boardroom and deliver a presentation or go for an interview, like for a promotion, then yes, you want to take yourself seriously. And what I believe.
But not too seriously.
Well, it depends on the position. If you're an engineer and you're not taking yourself too seriously, like they might think you're weird.
I don't have another hair tie right here, but pigtails would be kind of fun.
Do you remember?
Nobody's going to take us seriously after we show up with fucking pigtails.
Oh, I'm just doing one. I'm just doing one.
Are you doing a high side one?
Yeah, high side. My hair also needs a wash. What about you guys? Like, what are you? Oh, this is... I need another one. I totally need another one. I totally need another one.
All right.
So here's the thing about being young, not taking yourself too seriously. The other day, we met an incredible and mighty, successful, wise woman who has built such a big life. And that is actually like her mantra, one big life. And
you said yesterday or the other day?
The other day. And
that's she's like 2 months ago.
She's 75 year old, you guys. She's like the head of like this a bunch of like organizations. And she wears
Sporty Spice.
And she wears glitter in her hair.
Oh yeah, she had tinsel.
Yeah, it's the cutest thing. And I remember you had your braids and she's like, that's cool. How do you get that?
She's like, would that look good on me?
Hold on. I'm gonna go make two pigtails.
Okay, I'm taking this out in a second because I actually just don't like the way that it looks. But that's also another note on just your own authenticity. I was never a pigtails girl. I was actually like backwards hat, run down the street with my bike. Okay, so anyways, getting back to this, you know.
Wait, I'm coming back.
Well, I'm just continuing the conversation. You left your thing. What do you expect? The car keeps driving if you jump out the door? Okay, ma'am, listen.
When the hood gets in the way of pigtail.
Okay, so, you know, there's a mental component to being youthful, which is your way of being, which is playful, which is not taking yourself too seriously, which is curiosity, which is dreaming.
Mm-hmm. Possibility.
Believing you could be an astronaut if you wanted to be an astronaut.
Believing in possibility, taking risks, not trying to make it about being perfect and making, I totally cut you off.
And there's also a physical component. So when you move your body, when you move your body, you actually do slow the aging process. You know, when you feed your body well with good nutrients, you slow the aging process. When you get good quality sleep and quantity that is right for your body, then you slow the aging process. And a bunch of these things can contribute to you feeling good. So I think like we literally could wrap it up right there, but you know, it's a matter of being a way that like you were when you were little, when there were endless possibilities, when you feared no judgment at all, when you wanted to know what something felt like, you burnt your finger on the stove because you were curious. You're like, what's this? And you're learning all the time as a kid. Like, keep learning, keep your mind stimulated. My grandma and my mom do crossword puzzles and word searches and like little Sudoku games and things like that. And it keeps your mind active. And I forget, there was an actual study that if you can keep your brain younger, you will live longer than if you can keep your body younger. So
that makes sense.
So of course, both are important, and the better you take care of yourself just in general, the better chances you give yourself. I also believe, though, that why do we want to live for a long time if we're not happy? So how can we create, regardless of what's going on in our outside world, the weather, the government, the economy, you know, wherever we work, our boss, you know, our employees, our customers, whatever's happening with anything going on around us, how can I create a sense of joy and happiness and fulfillment in my own life if I'm the only one that I can depend on?
Mm-hmm. Good.
Because otherwise I don't want to live a long time if I'm miserable.
Well, there's a song, everybody dies, but not everybody lives. What song is it?
It's a quote.
No, the quote is, it's not about the...
That's another quote.
I think Abe
the years in your life, it's about the life in your years.
Yes.
They're both quotes.
Oh, okay. Yeah, everybody dies, but not everybody lives. So, you know, the component to being youthful is... It all starts with your thoughts, because your thoughts generate your reality. So like, what ways of being are you exuding to be able to create a youthful state of mind? Just like I told you about that 75-year-old woman that we met who has like glitter in her hair, and she's like mighty successful, and like you'd never think that with what she does, like she'll like literally like wear glitter. It looks like she got it like at a Michael's store and just like taped it in her hair because she wants to find a way to make things fun. So,
but it's tinsel, and her hair person actually like put it into her hair.
Yeah. So one great way to cultivate youthful thoughts is how can I make this fun? You know, this is also why, like, when you see people who are extremely successful, they are still doing their thing at 70, 80, 90 years old. And it's actually not for financial reasons, because their financial component has been taken care of a long time ago. It's because they're having such a good time doing it.
Like, I feel like John Maxwell is the first person that came to my mind.
Yeah. How old is the guy? Like 70, like, 78?
Like 900. Yeah. And he's written the same number of books as his age.
That's true. Yeah.
Like, just keeps crying.
Sharon Lecter, one of our mentors, she actually, I think this month is her birthday. She's turning 70, and, like, you know, she's about to write a brand new book. So, like, she's like kicking and rolling, like still like going full force. So, you know, society has put a lot of constraints on us on how we should live our lives. And I believe that actually, like, stops most people from living to their full potential, and most people live in the drift because they think that once they're 60 years old, they should stop working. Like, work has actually nothing to do with an age. We were created to work. We were created to fulfill a purpose. Now, when we're not looking at life from a youthful state of mind for how can I make my life fun and everything is just an obligation, which, by the way, you do have an obligation and a responsibility, and that is to take care of you, to take care of your family, and to pursue your purpose. Each and every one of us have an obligation, and when you play the game of life well, fulfilling that obligation should not be determined by an age. Whether you're 8 years old, whether you're 28 years old, whether you're 48 years old, or whether you're 68 years old. Colonel Sanders. What are you laughing at?
I'm sorry. I'm just thinking about anybody that's jumping into this live without context of why your hair is the way that it is.
It's perfect. Great. I love it. Who cares?
It's amazing.
Yeah. The more I jump, the crazier it's going to get.
Just a drunk sporty spice.
I know. I feel like I want to fix this guy. This guy's like, I need an extra.
She's
look
a sloppy here. Princess Leia.
Exactly. So Colonel Sanders actually, like, found his actual purpose when he was 66 years old. And by the way, your purpose is going to continuously evolve through life. So just because it's one thing today doesn't mean that it's going to be the thing 10 years from now. And I feel
just because you don't know what it is right now doesn't mean that you can't create it and then rediscover yourself as time goes on.
Yeah. Yeah. So youthful thoughts means, how can I create a meaningful life? Doing things in a meaningful way. Like, yesterday you showed me a TikTok of this dad who, like, gives the stage to his daughter, and, like, they do, like, basically, like, artwork together, and she dances and stuff. And I thought that, I'm like, man, that is so clever. Like, maybe that's his purpose. Like, purpose doesn't have to be this grandiose thing like Tony Robbins, like, you know,
feed a million people,
millions of people. Like, Tony Robbins, like, was very clear on what he was meant to do, like, 40, 50 years ago. So, like, right now, based on what you've been through, like, what's your thing that drives you? My purpose keeps on deepening, expanding, and evolving.
Can you guys see this?
Callie, what's your purpose?
Callie. So we put her on the director's chair.
Are you the director today? Camouflage.
You know, my purpose is to empower women to become the most livid and authentic.
Hold on.
Livid, like,
live. Yeah, that's not what that means.
What?
Livid means, like, fucking pissed.
Oh, no. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks for
lively.
Lively. Yes. The most alive, the most authentic, the most, like, confident AF version of themselves. So it keeps on evolving. You know, it started with fitness, and then it was like, oh, wait, no, fitness ain't good enough, right? It expanded to fitness and nutrition. And then it's like, wait, you can work out and eat clean and still, like, you know, walk around like this through life. And then it's like, okay, well, how do we tap into life? And then we want to start a family, and I'm getting super intimate with, like, how to plan my life, which means also money, right? So, like, purpose, your purpose, my purpose, it keeps on deepening and evolving through time. And I think so many times people try to find, like, they want it to be right. They want it to be perfect. They want it to be grandiose, where your purpose is what's going to make today a great fucking day. Like, for myself and others.
I think it goes a little bit beyond that, though. Like, what's going to make today a great day is, like, in the process, in the steps of, and in pursuit of that purpose. So for, you know, a time, your purpose could be, and when we were talking about retirement, if any successful person tried to retire and do what most people think that people do when they're retired, which is, like, just play golf all the time and sit around and watch whatever they watch on TV and rock in their chair and read the paper, like, you'll die faster because you don't have a purpose. You've got nothing to do, nothing going on. You're just kind of, like, going by the day, which seems like it would be nice. But if you do not have a purpose, you die faster.
Yeah.
The truth.
Actually, studies show that.
Yeah. So your purpose could literally be, for this time, like, you know, I want to create financial freedom. Mm-hmm. And then define what that means. For me, financial freedom is I have enough passive income to pay for all of my expenses every month. So if shit went sideways,
wow, I look
like I am still good. That could be a purpose. A purpose could be to lose 30 pounds. Mm-hmm. That could be a purpose. A purpose could be, like, when I was going to do my figure competition, my purpose was that. It's like a goal you're working towards. It's something that you wake up each day and you're focused on it. That's it. That's a purpose. Call it a purpose, call it a goal, call it a whatever you want to call it. But at the same time, like, don't think that it has to be this world-changing, you know, whatever, because the truth is that when you change your world, you change the world of the people closest to you.
It's so true.
When you change your world, for better or for worse, for better or for worse. So when you get your life together, when you get your health in order, when you become consistent and disciplined and focused and purpose-driven and intentional, people around you either change or go away. They either come with you, try to bring you down, or you set a boundary.
So true.
So it does change the people in your world.
Very true. Yeah.
But if you don't do for you, you can't do for others.
Yeah. Yeah. So having a purpose has a lot to do with youth, because that is living life with vision versus living life just in drift. We're all here on purpose. Now, whether we choose to live our life on purpose, that is a completely different conversation. And that's one of the reasons why, you know, we're doing what we do and why we share with you our experience and knowledge and entertain you throughout that, and because we are very clear on our purpose, like, without a doubt. And we
right
know
now, my purpose in this moment is to, and over the next year, is to create such a badass place for, I'm not going to give too much away, but to create such a badass place that you all can come to and other people can come to and get the results that you're looking for at an affordable rate and know exactly what your path is and know exactly what you need to be doing on a daily basis. Mm-hmm. And give you all the tools to be able to execute that. and in that mission to enroll and serve. In enrollment, when somebody buys something from us, it's our way to measure, did we actually help them? Like if somebody does a bunch of free stuff, their whole life can change, but how do we ever know? When somebody buys something, it's like, okay, this person's in. We made enough of an impact somehow that they said, I want to trade my money for something that you have, right? Even that in itself is helping somebody. Mm-hmm. So then they can go utilize that. So I want to help 2 million women. Why? Because we're here to transform the lives of millions. That's plural. That means more than one. So at least two. That's my mission right now.
Yeah, it's a, for us, it's a non-negotiable. Like, so question for you is, whatever your purpose is right now in 2024, is it a non-negotiable for you? Or are you finding an excuse as soon as a challenge hits you? Because let me tell you something. More than 98% of people are going to give up the third time they get defeated. We're already 3% into 2024. 3%. Like before you know it, guys, we're literally going to be celebrating
Christmas,
Thanksgiving all over again. For those of you guys who didn't, who maybe have your Christmas lights on or your Christmas tree on.
Just leave them up. It'll be here tomorrow.
Yeah. Like you might as well just leave it up, because before you know it, you're going to blink an eye and it's going to be time to put it up again. Unless you got that fresh tree. I don't know what's the longevity of that. So that's element number one. Element number two is, you know, in life, maybe you're going to buy a house. Maybe you're going to, you know, move around and live from like in one place or another place. Maybe you want to live in one country this year and then in another continent another year. Either way, no matter what, by the end of the day in your life, you have really only one home that is for sure guaranteed.
So where is it, where the heart is?
Yes. And your heart is located on your body. So your true home is your body. So you can only live in a home to the degree that you take care of it. You know, this is not to put anybody down. And my question to you is, would you ever want to live in a hoarder's house? Don't sign me up for that. Like, even if you were to pay me for that, I will say no. So I give you an analogy, because a hoarder simply does not take care of their body. Of their home. Like they care more about stuffing everything and hoarding everything.
You probably also won't find a really fit and healthy hoarder.
You won't, because how you do one thing is how you do everything.
Sure.
So, you know, like I think there was like a show one time back in the day when I used to watch TV. I think it was like on TLC or something. And it was like about hoarders, and like they will have.
It was called Hoarders.
Yeah. And it was like it was crazy. Like the health hazards that they create in their own environment. So anyways, when you do not take care of your environment, it does become a health hazard. Just like your home can become a health hazard. 70% of people in this country are actually a health hazard, you guys. The problem is that it just became a norm. The norm of, oh, hey, take this. Oh, hey, take that. There is an agenda out there.
Can I say that hoarding is not limited to physical stuff in your house? Hoarding goes into your mind. What thoughts are you carrying with you that are garbage, trash, old, useless thoughts that are not serving the purpose that you have or the direction that you want to move? What people are you holding on to just because you've been friends forever, but they're like, they've been sitting there and it's a little trickier when we're talking about people, because I believe in people and I think that all people do matter. And at the same time, not all people fit well with other people. Okay. So hear me when I say this. Sometimes we collect friends and we keep them because we feel like we're bad people if we don't. But the truth is that there's some of those people that are not your people. And so we're hoarding, right? And then, and the thoughts, and then the emotions. Like, are you hoarding emotions that are not serving you? Are you feeling them just to feel them because it feels good to feel them? Because, like, I don't know about you, but there's some times where I'm like, I just want to be mad right now. So then I'll find any little reason to be mad. Why? I don't know. I don't have an answer, but I'm very good at becoming aware and then getting myself out of it relatively quickly. But like, what else are we hoarding besides just like stuff?
Wait, this is so good. So when you are hoarding, you're actually living in the past because it's an accumulation of the past. So also the things that are being hoarded are past experiences, past memories. Now, if you're the kind of person who likes to, reminiscence of the past, that's fine. There's a difference between utilizing the past as a tool to excite you about the future versus living in the past. Because one of the things that you will have no control over, and I don't care how advanced AI gets over the next year, decade, or century, is go to the past. One thing is for sure. Time moves in a linear way, right? So to hang on to things keeps those memories and experiences, which dictates us making decisions based on these memories and experiences. Now that I'm thinking about it, I'm like, maybe that's one of the reasons why Aaron and I like to move so much. Because we literally feel like we outgrow places. Why did you move? No reason, really. We just saw an opportunity in being in this space. Like, we felt connected to the space.
We wanted something different. We wanted to be somewhere else. Like, why not? You know what, too? This is a good practice that I encourage you to adopt. And if you don't want to, that's totally fine. But every single year, we get rid of stuff on purpose. We go through our closets.
Sure.
We go through our kitchen. We go through our cabinets. We go through. And it's like, if you haven't used it, like, the closet. I haven't worn this for 3 years, but I might need it someday. I haven't worn this in 3 years, but I might need it someday. Like, if you haven't worn it in 3 years, you will not need it someday. If it's been in a closet and you haven't even seen it for over a year, you will not need it someday.
Yeah.
And if you think that you do, you will find a way to get creative to figure something else out to where you don't need that thing.
Yep.
This is still something. I have a couple of things probably that I haven't worn for a couple of years. I'm not perfect. But for some reason, I like haven't gotten rid of it yet. But every single year, like, we donated like 3 full bags mm-hmm. of stuff.
Yeah, last month.
Last month. Just get it out. Get why? It's taking up space. It's more shit that clogs your environment mm-hmm. for no reason because it's just sitting there.
Yeah. Yeah.
It feels so good. It's like, I don't need this. It's like liberating.
Yeah. So our body is truly the only home that we're promised.
We actually don't even own furniture.
No.
We do not own furniture. Every place we rent, we look for it to be furnished already.
Yeah.
Which is sometimes pretty challenging, especially with 2 dogs. But every place we look for, this is furnished. This desk, the majority of it that we're on, not ours.
No.
This extra monitor, not ours. The guys that we rent from are awesome. They're like, do you want to use that? I'm like, of course I do.
Yeah.
This awesome, like, table that we have that has a pool table underneath it, not ours. The couch is not ours. The bed, the mattress is ours. We kept the mattress. Okay. But like, that's how little things we like to hang on to. Now, that's us. That's our preference. Somebody could really love, you know, like, they've got their home and they got all the stuff in it and they like to stay put, and that's cool. We don't. So it's easier to just get rid of stuff.
Yeah. because for just how we like to live, we like to be agile. We don't want to be too attached to anything. So with regards to that, so your home can be your home. Sure. So that's if you paid off your entire mortgage, then yes, that's promised to you, and you're still going to pay property tax on it. So maybe it is yours unless the government changes some kind of crazy fucking rule, who knows? And, you know, they're going to say one day that it's not your home.
Look at this. Did you know that?
Well, it's not going to stop anytime soon either. It says the average American home owns over 300,000 items. We live in a consumer country, guys. Like, are you surprised? I'm not.
What blows my mind is people will spend hundreds of dollars on a pair of shoes, but will not spend $99 on something that will improve their health.
Yeah. Priorities. We talked about it the other day. So the one home that is promised to you, whether you're 3 years old, 30 years old, or 300 years old, is your home. So is your body. So you gotta take care of your health.
This home.
Like, I believe that I don't care what age you are. I don't care what your profession requires you to do. But your health should be a non-negotiable.
Hey, look. In the defense of people who health is not a non-negotiable, it's not our job to tell you what makes you happy. I have a hard time believing that anybody would be happy unhealthy. Like, I think that if they could snap their fingers or take some kind of magic pill to be healthy, they would. Here's the problem. Most people are not willing to do the work. They rather put a Band-Aid on their hurt feelings or their trauma from the past by buying something, shopping, getting some kind of instant gratification, eating a McDonald's number 3 supersize me. I don't even know what
fat
the number 3
burner
is.
They
would rather, like, we just live in a culture. This is what we need to stop. This is what Sari and I are on a mission to stop, is this like instant gratification to the point of destruction where there's no discipline, there's no purpose, there's no intentionality. People are living life numb, getting incredibly unhealthy, and then wondering why they're sad, why they're depressed, why they have anxiety, why their body hurts. Because we don't practice the things that make us feel good about ourselves, because we don't clean up our house.
Yeah. So I will speak my truth. You are okay to believe something different, and that is okay.
Say it like
I believe that you, no matter what you got going on in your life, you got to make your health a priority. Got a crazy deadline? Okay. Find a way to still fit in a workout. Find a way to still eat clean. You don't know how to do that? Get around someone who can help you to do that. Saying, oh, I can't just because I'm busy. Like, that's just mediocre. Because, like, how do you expect anything else to run in your life smoothly if your unit is not running? And if we're not, and I know that, like, you guys probably agree with this. Actually, I'd love to know from you. A, do you agree? D, do you disagree? And if you do disagree, that's totally okay. This is me just speaking my truth. And this is why we do what we do, because so many people wait for the perfect time to try to be healthy. Oh, I'm too busy right now. You know, like, maybe in 10 years because I'm saving up for my kids' college. And then 10 years later, you're like in a worse situation. It's not okay. The only time we have to take care of ourselves, the only time we have to take care of our body is now. In my workout this morning, Like, we have crazy non-negotiables this year, you guys. I was saying, I'm like, man, we're moving too slow. And I'm like, what if I, you know, like, do less of this in my health? And I'm like, no, don't go there. Figure out a way.
I have the
pressure where you can figure out the way to lead your life in a more efficient manner so that you can create a both and. Find any successful person and they will tell you that it's not a matter of either or, of me taking care of my health when the kids go to college or me taking care of my health when I get a promotion. No. Like, you gotta, like, put in your mind, how can I create a both and? It's actually a state of mind. And any leader that I followed always created a both and. And if they didn't, it's because they weren't aware of it. Once they became aware of it, they're like, oh gosh, I was moving too slow.
What do you mean by moving too slow?
Like, trying to wait for the right time. Like, I'll tell you, for the last...
Okay, but you said we're moving too slow. So do you believe that you're trying to wait for the right time for something?
No. I'm working towards the thing, but I'm like, how can I pick up the pace with regards to one of, like, these new skills that I'm learning right now? Because right now I'm moving at a pace that will allow me to acquire the skill within 8 weeks. And I'm like, gosh, 8 weeks is too far away. How can I do it in 4? So I was literally thinking, okay, like, how can I, like, double up on time? And I'm like, not giving up my workout. Sorry.
Like, did you find a solution yet?
Not yet. Something's going to give. Something's going to give, though, because that is a non-negotiable. So I share this with you because I hear you. Go ahead and drop B for busy in the chat if you're really busy. If you're really busy, I hear you. I used to be the type of person who was very conditional in the sense that something needed to happen in order for blank. Like, for those of you guys who, you know, like, if you were sticking around, like, end of last year and you saw Aaron and I going on a trip, finally, for the first time in 6 fucking years. Like, why did it take 6 years? Well, a part of it was my immigration process that took way too fucking long. Yes. And the other part is my conditional way of being. I was like, oh,
yeah, because you were a citizen a year before that.
I was a citizen a year before that. And we could have gone and celebrated. No, we didn't. Why? Because I was waiting for the right time. Guess what? That's the same thing that I said.
There's also a lot of COVID bullshit going on. Because we did leave the country and I got sent back.
Yeah. Anyways, like, I also used to say that about starting a family. Not anymore. It's about how can we create a both and. So what I am calling you forward on is something that I called myself forward on once I figured out that there's a better way to live. That you don't wait for the right time to start taking care of yourself. You don't wait for when the kids go to college in order for you to invest in your health so that you can make yourself a priority. You don't, oh my gosh, something that we heard so many times that just used to blow my mind is, you know what? I will try to lose 10 pounds before I start working with you so I can get in better shape. I'm like, what are you doing? Why don't you work with us so we can help you to lose the 10 fucking pounds? Because we'll help you to do it faster. In a less exhausting way. Like, what is some of the, like, shit that we tell ourselves? So anyways, when I call you forward,
it's like, I'm going to go try to teach myself how to swim before I hire somebody to teach me how to swim. But the last 17 times I tried to swim, I almost drowned.
Yeah. So, okay, before we move on to the next point, like, can please, if this is landing for you, can you please drop landing so that I am sure that you are committed to living your way of life in the sense that, like, I am not going to wait till next year, or I am not going to wait till my business makes $1 million, or I'm not going to wait till I get a promotion in order for me to start taking care of myself or achieving my non-negotiables.
Or till my kids go to college.
Nothing is guaranteed other than right now. Like, tomorrow is not guaranteed for any of us. So if we keep waiting for the right time, right time, right time, right time, guess when's the right time? Right now. Because that's the only thing you got. Otherwise, your entire life is going to go by. And then you're going to sit back and you're gonna be like, man, I wish I would have done that sooner. Ask any massively successful person, like, what are their biggest regrets? And their biggest regrets are, I wish that I would have gone for my objective sooner, and I wish I would have thought bigger. That's it. We are the only ones, you guys, who actually create the limits in ourselves. Especially if you live in America, as a woman, you have access to everything. That's why it took me 14 years to become an American citizen, because I knew that this is the place where I could become whatever I wanted to become. I could create whatever I wanted to create. According to the US law, as of right now, there's no limitations for how much you can create, how much money you can earn, how muscular you can fucking be without being stoned. You can truly be you, and you got one life. So don't you think it's your duty and obligation to cultivate the most fucking badass life ever, the most badass body ever, the most proud, joyous life ever? Too many times do we give ourselves excuses because there's, oh, one small challenge. Come on now. And for all the moms in the house, like, you want your kids to live a bold life, it's time for you to start being bold. Because kids act based on what they see happening. Easy to tell your kids, eat your vegetables when you're eating a burger. Easy to tell your kids. I was listening to a podcast the other day, and a dude was asking the guy, he was asking Andy Frisell, I want my kids to, you know, my teenage boys to start getting into fitness. And, you know, I'm not really sure how to do that. And basically, the guy was not in shape and was not a model that the kids wanted to follow. Meanwhile, you can want your kids to be jacked all day long. You can want your kids to do 100 pull-ups all day long. You ain't working on that shit. Guess what? Your kids are going to play Nintendo because it stimulates their mind a lot more. Okay.
Great.
So.
Next point.
Skincare. Take care of your skin. I used to ignore this for a long time because my mom would always tell me, she's like, Sarit, start taking care of your skin at a young age. Sarit, start taking care of your skin at a young age. If you ever met my mom, if you've ever touched my mom, like, her skin is like, it is the softest thing that I've ever felt. Her skin is so soft, and she's 64 years old. Why? Because she makes her skincare a priority. So actually, I did start making my skincare a priority because our skin is, number one, our largest organ. Number two, our skin is a manifestation of our youth. Why is Jane Fonda doing Botox and facelifts like every other week? Well, I don't really know what her schedule is, whether she does it every week, every other week, or every month. And I say it with all of the love and respect because one day I hope to be like her. I do. She's fucking smart because she knows that youth gives her confidence.
Yeah. And how you look, how you feel about yourself when you look at yourself in the mirror matters. We talked about this earlier this week too. That can be the shape of your body. That can be your skin. That can be your face, like, whatever. Like, when you feel good about you, when you look at you, you show up with a different type of energy.
Yeah. So taking care of your skin should be another non-negotiable because it is an external manifestation of your body. Just like you want your body to look and feel healthy, guess what? Your skin is the casting of that. Your skin is going to determine how youthful you look and feel.
Last night, I actually put on this thing called a hydration drench.
You should probably do like a tutorial.
It's of, a like, way you just like glop it on, and it's amazing. Yeah, and some of you guys know that we had partnered with Savvy, and they have a skincare line, and they have a wellness line, and they have all of that. So if any of you guys are interested, just send me a message or something like that. They have a bunch of skincare products and things like that. We also have a $25 gift cards that we can give you guys. So let me know, send me a message, or I'll just make it easy for you. And yeah, I'll just drop the link for you guys.
Yeah. So back to just do a quick recap going into today's conversation. So remember, it all starts with how you think. You tell yourself you're old, guess what? You're going to think old. You're going to act old. You're going to move old. You're going to live like an old person. Your body is your only home. So act towards your body with love and respect. Act towards your body in a way that allows it to give you more. The other day I was listening to an interview, and the guy is some kind of like super smart scientist. And he was talking about like what is happening right now with advanced science, and also with the power of AI collaborating with science and medicine, is that within the next 10 years, they're going to be able to find a way to literally extract, to enhance our genome so that we'll be able to live like decades longer. So anyone who's got a purpose in their life, if you know, if you are clear and you are like showing up every single day for a purpose, go ahead and drop a P in the chat, because I'm about to fire you up right now. In about a decade from now, we will be able to, through AI and some super smart people, to be able to enhance our longevity by decades. And I told you guys that, like, I want to live to be 100 years old. As a matter of fact, like, I want to be in the centenarian Olympics. Like, when I'm 100 years old, I want to be able to bust out pull-ups. I want to do deadlifts, because life is too short to not have physical freedom. When we are feeling like we're limited physically, we're limited in every other area of our lives. Because you're like, oh, I can't do this, right? So it's like a pattern that we create in our mind. Remember, it all starts with our thoughts. So I know that if my body looks and feels a certain way, then my thoughts are going to follow with that. Okay, so for anyone who is super driven towards their purpose, like, living a long, healthy life is like the elixir to everything. Because if you know that you can have a runway and your life is a plane, would your plane take off from a short, wonky, busted ass runway? Or would your massive ass planes with three engines on each fucking side, like, go on a smooth, long ass runway with no limitations? I want to fly high, you guys. So for all of my purpose driven people, like for you in particular, like, you got to make sure that you make your health a priority. And because your skin is a part of your body, don't wait till you're like 40 or 50 to start taking care of your skin. I've been super fortunate to have found the gift of the fountain of youth and the understanding of how the game of life and health works. And by the way, please know that I don't have all the answers. I'm a lifelong student for sure. And I do believe that I know how to think. Erin and I, when we see an opportunity, we know that there is a potential in there. Erin talked about Savvy. That's one of the reasons why we chose to partner with Savvy, because like what they have going on over there is global. It's like super empowering. It is a change agent for a better world, and we want to be a part of it. By the way, if you want to learn how you too can become a part of it.
Look what I figured out how to do. Look at that.
So good. We're going to be doing a live call with our friend Kim.
Oh, yeah. You guys, we talked about this the other day.
Yeah, on Tuesday the 23rd. So
she called her immediately after that.
Yeah. So I believe, actually, like as I called her, like her husband picked up and like she had needles all over her face. Mm. When you see her, like she
was doing skincare.
Yeah, she's in her mid-50s, and first of all, she's beautiful, and she also looks so great, like inspiring. Like, you know, there's certain people, when you're, like, in their presence, you're like, I'm inspired. How do you play life? She's one of those people for me, and that's why I wanted to introduce her to you guys. So she's like, do you see my skin? I'm like, yeah. I'm like, did you go, like, tanning or something? She's like, no. She was telling me how she just like had like some like kind of like skin treatment, and they put like needles all over her face. And anyways, you'd never think that she looks like she's 50 years old. And I hope that when I'm in my 50s, people will be like, oh my gosh, really? You're 50 years old? But I have to take care of my body and focus on what I can control in the meantime. So let's get into today's challenge. By the way, I saw that you guys are playing the game. So no matter what your score is for the last 24 hours, drop a one or a zero. Where are you at? Where are you at?
It's going to lag. So
okay. Let's get to it. So, protein is an essential ingredient for your body's repair. So what we're going to focus on today in the topic of youth is you're going to do three action steps, just like you've done or not done over the last couple of days. And your action steps are 30 minutes of movement. Okay. Avoiding any processed food so you can take care of your body, and eat your current weight in grams of protein. So for example, if you weigh 150 pounds, that's 150 grams. So that's like five palm sizes. Okay. You weigh 200 pounds, that's like six palms. Okay. Don't overcomplicate it. Keep the main thing the main thing. Okay.
And if you need to, drink your egg whites.
Amen.
I don't mean like the actual egg, like from the carton.
Okay, and then before we wrap things up, just a couple of housekeeping things. So tomorrow, we're actually going to be at a Savvy event. So we will not be in the office tomorrow. Either way, we are committed to you guys.
We have a watch party.
Yeah, so you guys are going to have a watch party same time?
Watch party, 11 a.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Central, 9 a.m. Mountain, 8 a.m. Pacific. You like that?
Yeah. So we pre-recorded an episode for you guys. We will not be there in presence with you, and you will have a watch party.
And you will not get an email about it. So mark your calendars. There's a watch party on the Facebook group. RSVP to it if you want to be notified.
There you go. Okay. So that being said, and there you will have action steps as well. So we're doing our part to take care of you. You got to do your part. Okay. So that being said, we will see you guys on Monday. Between now and then, stay true to you and stop being okay with giving yourself, like, you know, excuses. Seriously, it's time to level up.
Amen.
Bye, guys. Have a great day.